Just as the traditional winter flu season gets closer, Massachusetts is experiencing shortages and delays of vaccines for both the H1N1 swine flu and the seasonal flu. It's forcing some communities to cancel vaccination clinics they'd planned for coming weeks. To talk about the delays and what's causing them and what they mean for people who want the vaccine and maybe need the vaccine, we now turn to WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer. Sasha, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Sasha, what you hear out in the community when you talk to people concerned about the flus, people concerned because of all the news coverage, why is there all this confusion? Were public health officials unprepared, even though they knew last spring that H1N1 was a problem?
Well, state officials say these delays are not their fault. The federal government is purchasing all the H1N1 vaccine, so Massachusetts has no control over when the vaccine gets here. And the federal government is waiting for manufacturers to make enough H1 vaccine to go around, H1N1 vaccine. The problem for those manufacturers is there's a double demand for their services, because the same manufacturers who make the very much in demand seasonal vaccine are also making the new H1N1 vaccine. Here's Lauren Smith, the state's medical director.
These manufacturers are having to do really an unprecedented thing, which is to create and to produce millions and millions of doses of two kinds of vaccine simultaneously.
And the manufacturers just can't keep up with demand. At this point, they're focusing on making more H1N1 than seasonal vaccine, and that's why we and people in the rest of the country are seeing delays in getting both of them.
So how much H1N1 vaccine is available right now, and is anyone other than healthcare workers able to get it?
There's been a very limited amount of H1N1 vaccine available, not very much, and some providers are running out of it right away. For now, it's just people in high-risk groups who have a chance to get the vaccine. That includes children, pregnant women, and, as you say, healthcare workers.
But even some people in high-risk groups, such as pregnant women, say they can't find a place to get vaccinated. Aren't they at the top of the list?
They are supposed to be first in line. But it turns out there's not just one H1N1 vaccine. There are almost a dozen different formulations meant for different groups of people, some for babies, others for teenagers, and so on. Even more complicated, there's no way to find out much in advance how much of each formulation the state is going to get. So you can't plan ahead of time how to match the vaccines available with what providers have requested.
It sounds like a complicated and difficult distribution process.
Extremely. The state medical director told me a great analogy. She says distributing this vaccine is like throwing a big dinner party without knowing how many people are coming or even what you're cooking until a bag of groceries is delivered 5 minutes before the party and you've got to make the meal, and then everybody tells you their food allergies and their food likes and dislikes.
So if you're out there hoping to get the vaccine, one of the questions you're probably asking is, will all of these canceled clinics be rescheduled? What's the hope there?
Most of them are postponed indefinitely. Right now, state health officials say Massachusetts could have enough H1N1 vaccine to hold clinics in late November, but they're not positive. It might be December. So local public health directors who've canceled clinics, like Jennifer Sullivan in Scituate, are really hesitant to be definitive.
I am in good company with a lot of my colleagues that we are gun-shy. Most definitely, we don't plan on scheduling anything till we have the vaccine in our refrigerators. We really want to know the next time it's an absolute go.
So for the general public, it's wait and patiently if possible?
Unfortunately, yes. But remember that the flu season is long, and health officials aren't even sure how long the H1N1 virus will be around. So state medical director Lauren Smith says people shouldn't feel like there's a limited window of opportunity to get vaccinated.
We do have time, and we encourage people not to give up, in the sense that if they haven't gotten it by a certain date, they feel like it's not important to get, no matter when that becomes available, we really encourage people to get it.
That advice applies to both vaccines, H1N1 and seasonal.
And what about cases, flu cases, up, down, holding steady?
We're seeing a little uptick in what's called influenza-like illness, but nowhere near what southern states like Florida and Georgia and South Carolina are seeing.
WBUR health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer, thanks a lot for coming in this Friday.
You're welcome.
Join Sasha and state medical director Lauren Smith, whom you just heard, today at noon for our latest Friday Flu Forum, a live online discussion at our website, WBUR.org. Sasha will take your questions about the swine flu virus today at noon at WBUR.org.